As soaring grocery prices inundate supermarkets, many Australians are struggling to put food on the table, and particularly healthy food. This has put off shoppers going to supermarkets, giving them very few cost-friendly options and elevating a food insecurity problem. But food co-ops have been popular around the country and could be the answer to this issue of food insecurity. Thomas Kudis reports.
As many Australians are struggling with high costs thanks to the cost of living, many Australians are struggling to buy healthy food. This is because of the soaring grocery prices, which continue to put shoppers off going to supermarkets and giving them fewer choices. However, one option which is in growing demand is food co-ops. So what is food co-ops? Professor Faye McMillan, who is an Associate Pro Vice Chancellor of Research at Western Sydney University, explains what it is.
Yeah, so food co-ops are where you have a group of people that come together within the community to purchase and buy healthy foods together in bulk. And so this means that you're buying from wholesalers, from farmers, producers, that makes it cheaper for you because you're buying in that bulk capacity. It also means that you're cutting out costs such as transport and packaging because these producers are around the hub area. So wherever that co-op is set, you try and source as much of the foods within close proximity.
Dr. Catherine Kent from the University of Wollongong explains why food co-ops are very crucial to our country.
Food co-ops are a really important part of our food system. So we are very interested in how communities are banding together to buy enough healthy fruits and vegetables to meet their needs when the cost of food is really escalating a lot. We know that most people in Australia shop at major supermarkets, and we also know that there are escalating food costs over the past couple of years that have made it really hard for people to afford enough food. So food co-ops are where a community will band their resources together and purchase food in bulk, often directly from wholesalers or from local food producers. And in doing so, they're able to save a lot of money on, in particular, the fruits and vegetables that they buy.
Professor Faye McMillan and Dr. Catherine Kent surveyed more than 2,200 people who are members of Box Divi, a community-based food co-op which operates across New South Wales and the ACT.
So we did a survey of over 2,000 people that were using a food co-op across New South Wales and the ACT. And we asked them about their food insecurity or security levels before they joined that food co-op, and how they felt that had changed over time. So what their food security levels were before joining and then now currently as a user of that food co-op. We also asked them about their fruit and vegetable intake, and we looked at how things changed over time. So we found that food insecurity levels decreased by 23% across that entire sample.
So now comes to this question, is food co-ops the answer to tackling food insecurity? What will the future be like?
Food co-ops are definitely part of a solution when we're trying to get people to eat healthier diets and when we're trying to give people access to healthier food, but they face a few challenges. Importantly, councils are responsible for the regulation and oversight of food co-ops. And each council across Australia has different rules and regulations. And that makes it quite hard for food co-ops to scale up or to expand. So even if people are interested in joining a food co-op, there might not be one available in their area because of these, you know, red tape that goes along with having a food co-op. But what we're seeing is that people are really wanting these services and that they're cropping up all across Australia. What we'd like to see is some more food co-ops being supported to be established in low-income areas where people are struggling to buy enough food, and some government support to establish food co-ops in these regions and also in rural and remote regions would be really welcome. And what that might look like is some small-scale funding for food cooperatives to be set up and established, or maybe some voucher schemes to help and encourage people to join a food co-op, or maybe even some support with the infrastructure and the digital platforms that food co-ops might need to reach a broader audience. So there's quite a lot that can be done to support the growing and the scaling of food co-ops all across Australia.
Yeah, I think these models are really important. At the moment, there are still challenges for these types of food co-ops in being set up because each individual council area has different requirements and guidelines and expectations. So that it makes it a bit hard for replicating these co-ops widespread across Australia. So whilst the models are fantastic, they're great, they can be a bit hard to get up and running and then to keep running. And so that's where we're really advocating for the government to start to review this and take new measures to support this type of model, because we are seeing that it's not just about improving food insecurity, but this is actually having a health impact.
Thomas Kudus there with that report.